believe 1/6 of the year is already in the mirror. So I think that we should maybe not waste time as it continues to fly by at a very rapid pace. My name is Bob Arthurs. You're tuned into the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE today. Pray that you are having a great time and that you are looking forward to all that God has in store for you today. We're right now in the middle of a study out of Deuteronomy chapter 32, some of Moses' parting words as he's getting ready to move on to his next adventure, if you will. And we're talking about God's leadership in our lives. So we got something exciting that is going on at Merit Assembly this week. I haven't mentioned much of it. It's something that is new, and that is the Penn, Florida District of the Assemblies of God Women's Ministry Department has created a young ladies leadership development type thing for Brevard County. 18 to 30, I believe, is the age group of it, and they are going to be having a meeting at our church, Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, this coming Saturday. I don't know a whole lot of details about it. We're the host site. My daughter was asked to be a part of that, and I'm sure there's going to be more details. But if you've got some young ladies that would like to become everything that God wants them to become, I'd like to encourage you to come out to Merit Assembly of God. I'll give you more details on that tomorrow, as far as the time goes. But it's for young ladies, 18 to 30, so that they can rise up and be the leaders that God has called them to be. So that'll be Saturday at 165 North Grove Street. If you know a young lady, 18 to 30, tell them to check out the website, the Facebook page, of that, of Merit Assembly of God, and you'll be able to find that information, and we'll give you more times and details on that tomorrow. So praise God. Got an exciting time coming up at Merit Assembly of God. I will be preaching this Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and we would love to have you come and be a part of that. I was talking to one of the people from our church, and I said, you know what? I'm going to save a seat for you, even if I have to hide it in the back and bring it out for you. We're saving a seat for you, and if you would love to come and visit, we would love to have you. We are not the biggest church in town. Not trying to be the biggest church in town, but I tell you what we are trying to do. We are trying to plunder the kingdom of darkness and empty hell as fast as we can and populate heaven to the glory of God. And so we do the best that we can to reach as many people as we possibly can. So we're in Deuteronomy chapter 32 today. Like I say, if you miss an announcement on here, you can check our website, meritassembly.com. There's also a link on there where you could give online. If you're interested in partnering with us in this radio ministry, just type in the words refresh, where the opportunity to give is mentioned. And, that is all greatly appreciated. This is not a financially, money-making, ministry. This is a gift that we have to the community that, let's just put it this way. Any financial contributions that come in are greatly appreciated. It's not an inexpensive ministry by any stretch of the imagination. So, if you'd like to check out on the website, you can do that. Check us out on Facebook as well. Merit Assembly of God. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let me begin reading today in verse number 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the choicest wheat, and you drank wine, the blood of grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not know or did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. Now, we're talking about God's leadership here. Yesterday, we described how God leads us like an eagle to the point that he protects us. He instructs us. He values us. He teaches us to soar. And so he is in the process of developing us to everything that we were intended to be. In verse number 13, it says, he made him ride in the heights of the earth that he might eat the produce of the field. And what is described in verse number 13 and 14 is that when God was leading Israel, and Israel was following the leadership of God, they were experiencing the very best and the bounty that the land had to offer. He took that lesson of flight, and it says that literally God made him to ride in the heights of the earth. One of the things about eagles is they do not let a storm push them to the ground. They don't ground themselves in the storm. Many times they will fly directly into the storm. They are specially equipped with a protective lens over their eyes, and they will fly directly into the storm and use the storm to propel that eagle above the storm itself. Too many times we in our frailty allow the intensity of the storm to instill fear in us, and that storm to prohibit us from what we were naturally created to do. We ground ourselves. We allow fear to prevent us from walking in faith, being led by the Spirit of God. We allow the storms, the opposition, the challenges, the difficulties, the winds and all of the noise that comes along with that. We allow all of that to push us to the ground, to where all that's going to happen on the ground is we are going to be beat upon. We're just going to be relentlessly rained on with torrential storms. The winds are going to be intense. And an eagle says, you know what? I think there's another way around this, and that is to rise above it. To rise above it. Today, I want to ask you to believe God that instead of being beaten down in defeat, that he's going to cause an updraft to come your way, and he's going to elevate you above the storm. Now, it takes teaching. You cannot rise above the storm if you've never allowed God to lead you like an adult eagle teaching an eaglet to fly. You've got to embrace the early lessons, because at some point in time, they are going to be very, very important to your survival. So here in this passage, it says that when God leads you like an eagle, he's going to make you rise at higher altitudes than you would have ever dreamed of soaring before. And the reason for that is he wants you to be able to experience the blessing of the field, the blessing from the rocks, the blessing from the cattle, the blessings from the flock of the lamb, or the flocks of lambs and goats, the best of the rams. It talks about the rams of the breed of Bashan. That was the primo of the primo. That was the upper echelon. And God said, this is the banqueting table that I am going to set before you if you will allow me to teach you how to soar. I don't know if you have ever seen how massive some of these eagles are, but I've seen pictures of them soaring through the airs, not with a fish. I mean, I've seen that too, but soaring with like rams and goats and lambs and deer that they were flying, and they saw this on the mountain and they said, you know what? I think I can handle that. And it's amazing at how much force and the strength that they have in their talons and their claws to be able to not only hang on to that sort of stuff, but to continue to soar and transport it from one place to a more isolated place. And so it goes on to describe that not only was it with the produce of the land, but it was also the choicest wheat and the choicest of drinks. And God said, when I lead you like an eagle, I am going to cause you to experience unprecedented bounty, abundance that's not available if you insist on staying in the nest. Can I challenge the churches here in Brevard County that there is immeasurable blessing from God if we will allow him to teach us not just how to be blessed inside the four walls of the church, but if we will allow him to teach us how to be blessed in the workplace, in the grocery store, in the neighborhood, in talking to others about our faith. I saw an article recently. It made my head hurt because it said that half of millennial Christians believe that it is wrong, morally wrong, for them to share their faith with other people. And it made me weep because that goes 180 degrees opposite of the Great Commission. It is the very reason we exist. If it was only about praising and worshiping God, if it was only about learning something for ourselves, then we could all die today and we could go to heaven where that's all that's going to be taking place. There's going to be worship. God's going to take us from glory to glory. He is going to reveal himself to us. And we're going to get to spend an eternity with him. If it's only about, you know, us, then we could just go to heaven right now. But instead, God entrusts the faith to the saints once and for all. It has been given to us so that we can share that faith with other people. So we need God to lead us beyond the nest to the place where we say, you know what? God wants me to soar through the same skies that he's soaring through. He wants me to ride in abundance the same way that he does. Too many people think that God is out to you know, keep them miserable, poor, and unhappy. Exactly the opposite. God looks to set you up to be blessed, filled with the joy of the Lord. And, you know, we just need to allow him to teach us. Let's all remain teachable so that God can bring us to that place of abundance. Verse number 15 describes what happens if we stay inside the nest and we don't allow God to lead us the way that God wants us to. It says, but Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. And you forsook God who made you. Okay? If we resist God's teaching, then we do not exercise the faith that he has. Our muscles atrophy, and we take all of that, all of the blessing that God has, and we don't utilize it. You are blessed to be a blessing. And that's the reality. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I was talking to someone here a week ago, and I said, I have no problem believing that God is able to bless me more than what I've already put down that I expect God to bless me. I got no problem with that. Got no problem with it at all. God's able. God's bigger. You see, too many years ago, I was in that place where I struggled as to whether or not God could provide, $7.50 an hour job. At the time, that was a great big stretch. Then I had a person that did some work for me. I found out that they were making $45 an hour. And I thought, well, if God could bless them with that, I don't want to begrudge them that amount of money, because if I feel bad about them making that amount of money, then God would never entrust me with making that kind of money. And so I'm not in the habit of being resentment of another person's blessing. I want to rejoice with them, because one day I want to be walking that. When we had a guest speaker, he said, I don't know about you, Pastor Bob, but God always makes me live out the things that I'm preaching. I'd much rather tell people what to do, but he makes me live it out. And I said, I know exactly what that is like. You know, if I start preaching on faith, I end up being in a position where I've got to exercise faith. If I start preaching about any area in life, I end up finding myself needing the sermon that I just preached. And it got to be such a joke that I whenever God was dealing with a word in my heart for the congregation that I was living through it, I was like, hey, God, can I preach on blessing? Because I'd really like to experience some of that too. And we are blessed and highly favored. I don't want to, just for it to be all about the intake and not about what that intake can be used for. Too many people want to be blessed with no intention of ever being a blessing. And the result of that is you end up having muscles that atrophy, you become out of shape, you end up kicking in resentment against the things of God the way that Saul did after Stephen's death, you end up growing fat and thick, and just like it says here, you are spiritually obese. And, you know, there's even another characteristic, and that is you become morbidly obese, where it is now threatened. You are so blessed that you are now threatening your own existence because of the lack of exertion. You know, most of us try to operate on that normal diet of something like 2,000 calories a day or whatever it is. Did you know that professional athletes, I think it was Michael Phelps, I read about his caloric intake when he was in training, and I think it was something like 10,000 calories a day. And you look at him and he's got very, very little fat content on his body. And it wasn't because he was eating so much. It was because he was using that abundance that had been provided for him to achieve unprecedented success. I want to encourage you today. What we need is to put to use the things that God has been trying to teach us so that we can soar. Let's not forsake God. There are several horrible things. It says they forsook God. They scornfully esteemed him. They provoked him to jealousy. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons. And they were unmindful of their rock, and they had forgotten the God who fathered them. And that is not a pathway to blessing. That leads you to the correction of the Father, where if God cannot lead us with blessing, he will lead us by showing us what it's like to being led by the enemy. He says, I'm just going to take a step back, and I'm going to let you experience what it's like to have the enemy lead you. And unfortunately, Israel kept going around this mountain over and over and over again. God would bless them. They would get to a place where they would forget about God. They would go into captivity, and then they would repent, and then God would be restored to the throne of their life, and they would begin the cycle all over again. They did that time and time and time again. Over and over and over. And we do the same thing. I believe that God would like to bless each and every one of us. But unfortunately, many times when we get blessed, we get negligent of God just the same way Israel did. And then we follow the same lesson plan. We forsake God. We don't pay attention to what he says. We end up turning to other idols. We forsake him. We forget all about him. And the next thing you know, the enemy is running rampant in our life. I remember a time where I was standing on a ladder and I was painting the exterior of our church. And I was asking God, what's going on? It was a season of shifting, and I was perplexed. I mean, because it was a massive, massive shift of people. He explained to me what was going on. He explained to me why it was going on. And then he asked this question: how many times do you want to go around this mountain? The children of Israel wandered around the same mountain for 40 years. I believe it's in Joshua chapter 1. I'm just going to turn over there real quick to make sure. And where it says, you know, you've been around this mountain long enough. And I'm looking to see where it's at. Anyway, they were told to move on from the place that they had been encircling for all of those years. And I remember God asking me, you know, how many times do you want to go around this mountain? How many times before you learn the lesson? And here was what my response was. I said, God, I only want to go around this mountain once. And so I took that paintbrush and I started painting with even more vigor and more intention, and I said, I'm not going to make this same mistake again. So today I would ask you, where are you? Are you blessed to be a blessing? Is God able to lead you to that place where you develop the giftings that he has placed inside of you? Or are they being neglected and you have this resentment towards God that's built up? Can you imagine? Here they are, blessed to such an extent that they resent the very person that brought all those blessings. You know, there's a saying about the dog that bites the hand that feeds it. Let's not do that with God. God is a much better provider and a much better teacher, and we would do well to pay attention to the lessons that he has in store for us. So God leads us like a father. He leads us like a shepherd, but he'll also lead us like an eagle. And some of those lessons can be a little bit on the harrowing side. So I do want to call attention one more time. If there are any young ladies that are out there, 18 to 30, there'll be a special new meeting that'll be taking place at Merit Assembly of God on Saturday. Give you more details on that tomorrow, 18 to 30. If you would like to meet other people your age who are serving God, who want to excel in their leadership and in the business community, leadership of their families, their kids, whatever it might be, we encourage you to come and be a part of that. We also want to invite you out to our services Sunday morning and Sunday night. This week we're looking forward to God doing a great deal of work in us and through us this coming week. And don't forget, this is it for February. Kiss it goodbye, but let's throw some arms wide open for March, and let's march in the Spirit of God. God has great things in store for us in the days ahead. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand. I don't want to be standing on the side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come and let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea. Let the worshipers rise. Our song to the King.